It is a symbol flower. Later on, I will tell you what are these symbols. Puta, in this poem, it is considered as they have used lot of symbol. They call symbolism is used in this evening star. In this poem, evening star. Then you have to, in case you have to write something like that. Then what you have to do is, you have to know what are the symbols you find here. So I will talk about the symbols later on. Here you need to know what are the symbols, right? They talk about a lot of symbols here. We'll talk about it when we finish this. So just remember, flower is a symbol. So he's talking about tiny elements on every flower that shines its sweet eyes. Again, there is personification, eyes. So if there are, children, this is so easy for you to find. Though it is nature, children, if there is personification used there, there is a deeper meaning, something to do with people in the, deeper meaning. If you are going to talk about the deeper meaning of the poem, there is something to do with humans. Why is it? Because if they are using lot of personifications here, now we found a personification, fair haired angel, sweet eyes, the flowers, right? So there is the symbol here, even for the flower, there is something to do with people, right? So why is he asking? He's pleading here, right? On every flower that shuts his sweet eyes. Because, children, during the daytime with the sun, I told you sun is not that it is not a mild element. It is a very tough type of a object where we sweat a lot and is very hot and we do not like. But without sun, the sun also, we cannot live. But what this poet says here, because of the sun, most of them, they feel uncomfortable. Look at the small little flowers. They are exhausted. Let them sleep in the night. So for them to shut their eyes, please send the silver dew. So when the silver dews are on their petals, they will nicely have, because they're fresh. It's like a body wash. Or we can say it's like bathing the flowers. Because they are wet with silver dew. So they can sleep. Even for us, it's the same, Nepute. When we have a body wash or if you bathe in the night, we can have a nice sleep like that, Puta. Here it is like that. Okay, next one. And it says, now look at the other one. There is a nice technique coming. What? The lake speaks silence with thy glimmering eyes. Speak silence. Now look, there is, what is it? Alliteration is also there. There are two techniques, Pute, in speak silence. Now can you understand? Can you think of it? What are the two techniques you can see here? Speak, silence. Can you do both together? Can you speak with silence? Can you be silence with speaking? So that means there is something, what do you call that? We call it an oxymoron. So there is an oxymoron, Puta, there. And there is a one. Speak, silence. So here we find another technique, Pute. It is alliteration. Alliteration. Then they say, with thy glimmering eyes. Again, there is personification, Pute. Glimmering eyes, shining eyes. Again, personification. Whose eyes are these? Thy is Venus. Thy glimmering eyes. What is she telling? So, let them sleep. I did not talk about this. I missed one line. In timely sleep, let thy west wind sleep on. So, they say, let the flowers sleep. And in timely sleep, let thy west wind sleep on. Why they have, again, thy is there, so it's an archaic language. And the west wind, they have stress on west wind. What do you think of a west wind, children? When we talk about west wind, right? You see something, the wind comes from the west. We consider this wind as a very strong wind. Very strong wind. Thy west wind, sleep on, please. So he's pleading to the, what do you call, to the evening star. He's saying, here, can you please, now, please send some silver dew so the flowers can sleep. And please do me another favor. Do not let the west wind come and disturb these innocent flowers, because they should sleep innocently. So make these west wind also sleep. Where? Right? On the lake. Now the lake is there. So let the west wind be there on the lake. Don't send it inside the country. Speak silent. You speak silent. Right? You can speak silently. Why? Because your glimmering eyes. Because your eyes speaks. Right? Do not disturb. Your eyes can speak. That means she has bright glimmering eyes. So, with your eyes you can speak. Let the flowers sleep. And dust thy dusk with silver. What do you mean?
And wash
thy dust with silver. What does it say? And wash thy dust. Dust is the darkness. You can wash the dust with your silver, because your silver color, again, is a metaphor. You silver, that means Venus. You're so beautiful. You're silver in color. You put on your torch, bright torch, and you have a radiant crown. That means you have a radiant crown. As I told you earlier, when you wear a crown, you're more powerful. So you have that. So children, they say, you can wash the dusk. Kaluwara nathi karanna obata puluwan silver wali. Soon, full soon, doth thou withdraw. What do you mean? Soon, full soon, doth thou withdraw. Soon, full soon. They say, my goodness, you're going to withdraw very soon. You have to go. Now you have done your duty, because there is a time period where the evening star can stay there. My goodness, soon, full soon, it's going to be, finish over now. And doth thou withdraw, it's going to be now back again in the morning. And doth thou withdraw, you have to withdraw. What do you mean now? Withdraw, children, you know the meaning. Withdraw. You have to get out now. Go away. You have to move away, because another person is coming. Who will be coming, Pute? Now, when it goes, we'll talk about it at the end of the, poem. Who is coming now? Then the wolf rages wild. Who comes? Now, when you go, then the wolf rages wild. Who are these wolves now? Again, it's a symbol. Now, when we talk about nature, Pute, we have to talk about the wolf, because it's nature. Rages wild. So rages wide here, it is a symbol, they say, darkness. Because in darkness, these wolves, they come out. They rage, the sounds and the way they come out, in the darkness. So when you're going to withdraw, there is full of darkness. Then these wolves are going to come out from the forest. And then the lions glares. Lion, again there is a symbol, Puta, lion. So lion is the strongest. Now look at the wolf and the lion. You compare wolf and the lion here, Puta. When we talk about the wolf and the lion, what is it? You can take it as a paradoxical situation there. Wolf and the lion, because lion seems to be a very powerful animal. It also comes. Glares through the dun forest. What is a dun forest, Pute? Dun forest is in the thickness. Again, darkness can be or from the thick forest. Thy fleeces of... Now look at the last two. We can call it as a couplet. The fleeces of our flocks are covered with thy sacred dew. What is it? What is it? It says the fleeces of our flocks. Who are the fleeces of our flocks? Again, it's a symbol, Buddha. Fleeces of our flocks. The sheep, the fleeces of our flocks are covered with thy influence. Who is the thy here? The Bible words are used, as I told you earlier, archaic language. So, they are covered with thy, your. Consider the Old English, thy, your. Sacred dew. You can send the sacred dew. It is like sending something from heaven. So, your dew, pini, but it should be sacred dew. Now, I'll tell you an easy word for this, sacred of dew. In Buddhism, we have piritvatura. Christianity, I don't know about other religions, I'm sorry. In Christianity, we have holy water. With some people, they go to these holy lands and they bring in small bottles holy water and they use it as piritvatura. So that's the intention of the poet. So he says, please cover, that means from heaven, you're from heaven. So you sprinkle them, scatter them to these innocent animals so they'll be secured. Protect them with thine influence. Protect them with thine influence. Can you please protect these innocent, them. Here again, them becomes Buddha, a symbol. Again, there is a, can you see, lot of symbols are here, Buddha. Lot of symbols are there. Protect them with thy influence. Thine influence can, again, thine obage influence. If I tell this sentence in Sinhala, api kiyena obage anuhas bhaven araksha karatva. Obage anuhas bhaven. That is why they call, protect them with thine influence. Influence kiyanne anuhas bhava. Wage balapamin. Egulowa araksha kalayutu ve. So that is something to do with nature. Now I will just talk about this themes of nature. Right? Nature. They will ask you about some nature questions. Beautify things. They will ask something about the beauty of nature. Right? There are a lot of things about nature. Beauty of nature. And how far it is, how far the poet is, using these type of symbols, right? So on. And I would like to take this, take this as, now we have discussed this as nature. Now we'll go to the deeper meaning of this poem, right? When we talk about the deeper meaning of this poem, children, it is like this. Now, you should know what are the symbols that they have used here. I told you earlier that they have used a lot of symbols here, right? So, what are the symbols they have used here is, in this poem, he talks about a transition. Transition ne kak kiyanne lamai? Sankranti samayak gana, right? Where people, it's like this, transition is like, we have to think of the poem and then talk about the deeper meaning. Now the transition period is, children, when we consider the transition period, the twilight, right? Twilight time, and it comes, comes the night and then the dawn comes, right? Up to their transition. So when here about the transition period, as I told you earlier, because he was a romantic poet here, children, he went against industrialization. So children, don't you think that he wrote something about industry, something to do with industrialization here? So he was, as I told you earlier, he was hinting on these things, right? So we will just think of, right. Now, as I told you, the themes, if we talk about, beauty, if we talk about nature, he thinks like this. These are the themes. Man eternally depends on celestial objects. Next one, natural phenomenon is described here. Next one, how the inner, I will tell you about that later. The beauty and mystery of nature. The pastoral life is destroyed by corruption. That also I will talk about later. Now we are going to discuss about, nature. The next one is the beauty and power of nature. Next one, the beauty and mystery of the universe. Next one, Venus associates with the forces of love, goodness and protection. Next one, the poet creates a positive impression of nature. And the other one is, this can be considered as a poem which glorifies nature. Now, can you see, children? According to nature, they will ask themes like this. Then you have to, it's easy for you if it comes from nature, because then you know it is the surface meaning of the poem, and they have mentioned about nature. A lot of nature elements are here, right? If it is symbols, now we are going to discuss about the symbols. Now listen, right? So because he was against industrialization, people who live in peaceful lives in rural areas went in searching to greener pastures in the cities, to work in factories like that. Most of the people were depressed and oppressed by the factory owners. We can call them as evil forces. And can you remember when I taught you this eagle poem? I told you, when people were in the rural areas as farmers, they were living with their wives and children together. When this industrialization came into power, these town people, they did not like to work as slaves. So what did they do was, they took all these men from rural areas. And later on, most of the wives were alone in these villages, and the husbands migrated to these type of cities to work in the factories. Later on, these husbands came and took the innocent children as what? As chimney sweepers, because you can't climb the chimneys, rather than you can put a small child inside the chimneys to work, because they work with charcoal. Charcoal gallanguru etakota eka suddha karanna one ekata podi lamai thamai ring ganna athulata. So children were forced to work as chimney sweepers. So the children were they had oppression, people had dissatisfied life, and they were treated very badly. Knowing this and seeing these issues, Blake, as a romantic poet, started it affected his life and of the innocent children, and he felt sorry for the innocent children and the people. And people were finding solace as they have lost their agrarian lifestyle, that means the rural lifestyle, their agricultural system. Blake, as a romantic poet, escaped from the industrial atmosphere and took refuge in nature as an imagination and emotional retreat. So, and this poet, in the poem, he depends mostly on celestial objects. So again, I'm going to talk about the poem again, because I'm going to talk about it in a different way. Now here it says, no children, thou fair haired angel, it's like that. And again here it says, thou fair haired angel of the evening. So here, right, we can understand that it's pleading and saying that you're an angel. Again, it's the same. They are not going to change the angel or Venus. They talk to Venus, and while the sun rests on the mountain light. Now here the sun is a symbol, as I told you earlier. Who is this sun? They are regarded as the factory owners, or we can say the evil forces of the society. They are going to rest. They are going to rest at the end of the day. So this is the time others also go and rest. So thy bright torch of love, so this is the time for you. So they are pleading to Venus. Now please, he had this bad people, they have gone to sleep. Now you shine and make the others, the innocent people, you make the innocent people happy. So they say, poor thing. You try to wear your radiant crown and put on your smile. That's why the poet asked to smile on them. Why is he asking to smile on them? You know these factory owners, the masters. Have you watched Oliver Twist? I mean, you have read Oliver Twist. In there you can see how the factory owners, they are the expressions, and they don't laugh, and so many novels we can see how they treat their innocent people. So that's why they say, please smile on them, on their evening bed. Maybe the evening bed here is these innocent children and these innocent husbands who left their wives in the villages, to make them happy, because they have come to rest, because their owners have gone to rest. So this is the time for these innocent children and the farmers. Now, they were farmers, though they are working as factory workers, right? So, and they let them sleep now. So, and they say, smile on loves, smile on them, while thou you drawest the blue curtains of the sky. So again here, the poet is mentioning to draw the blue curtains, in the sense because they were working after a tiring day, because their eyes must be burnt with this charcoal and brightness, and fire is there. So maybe we do not know how many hours that they work, maybe more than 12 hours, we can say like that. So after working 12 hours, their eyes are tired, their bodies are burnt, I mean the skin, they are burnt. They feel, they don't feel, now you have seen in these films, right? What is it? These children are put in orphanages, and they were only given to eat bread and soup. And look at their clothes, they are dirty, they are torn, but you have to wear that. Look at their faces with mud and what you call this grease, because mud is not there, grease is there. Paint and grease and everything. They don't give water for them to bathe. Their hair is grown like girls. You can't understand whether it's a girl or a boy. They are suffering. So when they are suffering, it's like blue curtains of the sky. When blue color is there, children, it is something very pleasant. I mean, it's you make you very sleepy. So blue color, when you draw the curtains, it is something like making you to sleep, because darkness is there. Maybe so the poet is asking these innocent children to sleep in a peaceful way. And it says, the scatter thy silver dew. So again, what is this silver dew? So the poet is telling, Ane, these innocent children, these innocent men who left their wives in their villages, they have come here. Please send them the silver dew. I feel the silver dew here is again is something like holy water. What is it? Maybe something like a blessing. And what is it? On every flower that shut its sweet eyes. Look at that sentence, children. There you can see the symbol there. What is the symbol there? What is the symbol? What is the symbol there, Puta? The symbol there is flowers. Who are these flowers? These are the innocent children. I told you that they have brought the innocent children as chimney sweepers. These are those children. Children, and shut their sweet eyes for them to sleep, to have a peaceful sleep. So ask them to sleep. So you have to send the it's like this, children. When it's raining, we feel like sleepy, and we need to sleep in a peaceful way, maybe something like that. So let the children sleep, in timely sleep. Let thy west wind sleep on the lake. Maybe here the west wind, maybe it's another symbol. Maybe it shows the roughness, maybe the evil people, their roughness or their the behavior of them. Let them also sleep. Unpredictable people, let them be like that. They speak silent with thy glimmering eyes. You can make them sleep. But you can speak with your light, Naib, your beautiful evening star. You're very beautiful, you're like an angel, but you can shine, you can speak with your eyes, because let the children sleep and wash the silver dusk with the silver. So let the dusk, I mean the dangerous part is coming now, so you can be there. Don't let the sun come, so you can be there, because your silver is there. So shine there, please. Soon, full soon, doth thou, you had to withdraw. Then the wolf rages wide. Here, children, the wolf rages wide means the night comes. Night comes. When the night comes, Pute, the evil forces, they come out in the night. Who comes out? The evil forces, they come out in the night. They do all the corrupted things in the night. They destroy certain things, so that you have to stop. So he is pleading to the evening star, please, please, don't let them come. Now the next one, look at the next one. Don't think this is in the night, right? Now only the wolves, they come. What happens to the lion? And then the lion glares. Here, Puta, the symbol of lion. Here, the wolf symbols means the bad, corrupted people, enemies, what do you call, murderers, drugs, addicts, and lot of people. Corrupted people in the society. Here, the lion glares. Lion has golden fur. Now, look at the lion's face, Puta. What is it like? It's like the sun. That means the sun is coming in the dawn. Through the dun forest. Through the dun forest means between the night and the morning, the night and the dawn, it's coming now. That means you have to go. Thy fleeces of our flocks, who are the symbols? The innocent children who are victimized in the industrialization. This is really going against industrialization, this poem, though it is a kind of a nature poem, right? It is hinting on these people. The fleeces of our flocks are covered with thy sacred dew. Again it says dew. Your holy water should be there to cover you. Protect them with thine influence. Please, please, please. Protect these innocent, not animals here. Actually, here animals means again it's a symbol. The innocent, what do you call them? The innocent people of... the innocent people in the society. So again, now I will talk about the themes here. When we talk about symbolism, they will ask something like this. It is a symbolic poem, uses lot of symbolism. So they will ask to support it. So then you have to mention there are a lot of symbols. The symbols are like this. If it is nature, it is like this. When you talk about industrialization, it is like this. And now when we talk about industrialization, it says how the innocents are oppressed, tormented kiyanne daruwo, oppressed kiyanne taadana peedana, tormented kiyanne wada hinsa, by the powerful people. Then therunada ogulanta powerful people kiyanne metara san kiyala ehema theme ekak tiyena. Kawuda me? How the innocents are oppressed and tormented by the powerful people. So innocent people tamai metana fleeces of a flocks kiyala enne. Ilangata hai tawa ekak ahana, pastoral life is destroyed. Pastoral life is a simple, calm, right, life. Peaceful, rural life, right? Life is destroyed by corruption. I told you corruption. What is the corruption? The corruption is, children, something to do with, this bad people's, power due to industrialization. So if they ask something about that, you need to talk about it also. So you need to know about the surface meaning. Likewise, to know about the nature elements, you need to know about the other element, deeper meaning also. So where did I say? Where people find solace in their life. Solace means nidahasa hoyagane yama. Ilanka, the beauty and mystery of this can be considered as a poem which glorifies nature. No, that is something to do with nature. So I have told you about the surface meaning, something to do with nature, and then I have told you the deeper meaning also, children, to do with something against, because they are romantic poems, it is against about industrialization. So, children, this is the end of my lesson. Hoping to see you on another day. So, till then, goodbye. Thank you very much.